Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is New Life. It is Friday, and we are live. Sometimes we don't do live shows on Friday, but boy, are we ever alive today. Milan Yurkovich is joining me today. Milan, how you doing?
Hi, Steve. How are you? I'm doing great. Thank you.
And, of course, hopefully you know Milan and I, with Kay, will be in Washington, D.C. on July the 20th doing our Intimacy in Marriage Intensive. Really looking forward to that and hope that you guys can join us if at all possible. But we've got a special guest. We've actually never had a special guest right here in Indianapolis, but sitting across the table from me is Kristen Carey. And Kristen, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. It's so great to be here.
And Kristen has established every woman's battle groups in our church at Northview. Her husband, Michael, he has established, how many Every Man's Battle groups exist?
I believe there's 10 right now, but it's very hard to keep track.
Yeah. And, a couple of years ago, there were none. And we want to hear about that experience, because I know a lot of folks need to be in a group, or maybe you want to start a group. And so we'll rely on her to give us a little bit of information on that. But let me tell you, the best thing that you could possibly do, I believe, if you're struggling in your marriage, is get to that marriage intensive that Milan and I are going to be at. And Kristen and her husband are going to show up for that and get to become part a little bit more of the New Life family there. But it's not just for folks who are desperate. It's for folks that just want to have a better marriage. And, Milan, in your experience, what do you think is the biggest source of disconnection, our most common source of disconnection in marriage? What do you think?
Well, it's two things. One, it's the inability to communicate, because there's never been learned skills of how to address my own heart and to learn to know what I'm feeling, and then to in turn ask another person, your spouse, what their feelings are and what's going on inside them. We don't have the ability to ask emotionally intelligent questions. Secondly, because of that, we also are highly reactive, and so we have the fight, flight, or freeze mechanism or responses. And with poor communication and with these reactivity levels, people just do not have the ability to talk.
Mm. The reactivity thing, I think that is the characteristic of so many marriages. You're reacting to the other person. You're reacting to somebody in the past, reacting to a lot of different things. And I think when you come to see that there's a certain personality type that reacts in a certain way, it helps you to understand it. You know, my wife accused me the other day of not even letting her I asked her a question, and I looked away before she even finished the answer. She accused me of that, Milan.
Mm.
She was absolutely correct. I did do that. I mean, and it's a constant struggle. But if we can see that we do it, we don't have to defend ourselves. We can say, oh, wow, it happened. Now we can try to solve the problem.
Well,
but if you're not aware, you're not going to solve it.
We all have mistakes that we'll make every day. What Kay and I asked for, and we did this as recently as this week, Kay asked me, we got started off somewhere in a wrong direction. She said, hey, I'm sorry, can I have a do-over? Can we start over? And we said, sure. And we just started all over again. We have to be able to have the grace and mercy to do that with each other.
We sure do. All right. So when we come back, we'll take your calls, 1-800-229-3000. And I want Kristen to share with us right after the break about being in an Every Woman's Battle group or starting one, or an Every Man's Battle group. But you can join us, 1-800-229-3000. 1 hour. We'll be right here live on a Friday for New Life Live. Glad you're with us today on New Life. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here and Mylon Yurkovich joining me, special guest Kristen Carey. And so, Kristen, you guys have started so many groups. I just want to hear one of the success stories or something that has really been a blessing as a result of being involved in helping people with one of the most shame-inflicting problems ever. But people are getting help. Tell us about it.
Well, Steve, part of why my husband and I started these groups in the first place is because of the pain and devastation that sexual integrity struggles have caused in our own life.
Yeah.
So starting from that place is how we birthed these groups. And regularly we have brand new women who've been impacted by their husband's sexual struggles in one group called Women in the Battle, and then another group called Wholehearted, where there's women who've had their own sexual integrity struggles. And usually there's no place in the church for a woman who's struggling with her own sexual or emotional integrity to get help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the Every Man's Battle groups, we always have new people coming desperate for help. And so I'd love to tell you about one couple. I'll call them Caleb and Katrina. When they came to our groups about a year and a half ago, Caleb was a worship pastor in a local church, and his sexual addiction had escalated into an affair, which is not an uncommon situation at all, right, with a sexual addiction. When this blew up, it was devastating to their church, to their marriage. Katrina wound up in my Women in the Battle group, reeling from the trauma, as all women do. Mm-hmm. A year and a half later now, this couple is thriving. Their marriage, they would say, is better than it's ever been before. Mm-hmm. There has been trust restored with a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Right.
But being a part of a group, being a part of a community of people who are recovering together is absolutely essential in shedding the shame, in growing, and in getting the love and support that each person needs in the coupleship early on when they're not able to give it to each other.
Right, right. Well, there is so much that you can get from a group that you're not going to get from a spouse, especially if you're struggling or they're struggling. And so if you are interested in getting in a group or starting a group, Reba at our call center can help you, and she can point you in the right direction. And you can just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Reba, and she will connect you. We'll talk more, and if you have a question about sexual integrity or anything like that, you can call us. But we'll talk more with Kristen in a minute. The number, 1-800-229-3000. But right now, let's talk to Heather, Moreno Valley, California. She listens on Sirius XM, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi there, Heather. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. What's going on?
Well, a little backstory. I've been married for about 10 years together.
10 years?
About 12 years.
12 years, okay.
Yes. It'll be 10 years this year.
Okay.
And we have two wonderful kids. And lately, the past couple years, my husband hasn't been getting along with my family. Some things were said on both sides, and I'll admit, I have not been the best wife. I've brought a lot of contempt into our life. I'm trying to work on it. I'm trying to be a better wife. But it feels like everything I do, it's never good enough for him. And when he's blaming me for, like, all the problems with my family, and I don't know how to fix it. And he's basically leaving it up to me. He doesn't want to talk to them. And I don't know how to go about it. I don't know. I've been trying to be extra loving. I've been trying to be show him that I'm there for him. Like, I've been counseling with him.
All right. Heather, let me ask you a quick question. The contempt that you say you brought into the marriage, what's the source of that? What are you talking about?
Well, I just felt like he has an important job, and I get that. But when we started to have a family, I felt like I was doing everything. I work as well, and so, like, I'm allowed to take my kids to work with me. So I have them all day, and then I come home, and I have to make dinner, and I'm continuously, like, I'm still being a mom, and I'm still, well, he gets to come home and relax, and so I kind of got upset, and yeah. I tried to tell him, you know, hey, I need help, but it just kept building up, and I would just complain to him, and I know you're not supposed to complain to, you know, your family about yourself, but I didn't have friends.
You can ask for somebody to be fair and carry the load with you. That doesn't necessarily have to be a complaint. It can be a request. So what is the question for us? What would you have us do here?
How do I go about fixing? I know, like, I can't fix the relationship, but how do I go about to show that I love both sides? I don't want a divorce. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's, how do I fix it? Like, how do I show them both, and how do I explain to them both that, yes, we both made mistakes. How can we work through them?
Okay. Madam, what's your thought when you hear this?
Well, I would wait till Christmas morning and get them all together. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
really. I'm sorry, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that didn't work out last year.
I didn't think so. But I would do everything I could to sit all of them down in the same room. And I would do it first individually. I'd talk to my husband, and I'd talk to my family, but I'd do precisely what you did. I love what you said. I made a mistake. I ended up complaining about my husband to my family, which started the schism. I'm responsible here. Now, the domestic inequity between you and your husband is yet, as Steve said, another issue that needs to be discussed, and we need to ask for what it is we want.
Yeah.
But I would just sit down with each one of them and say, I am the beginning of this schism, and I want it to be repaired. I'd like, and then comes forgiveness, confession, admitting, owning, taking responsibility, and asking the family, as I said to Steve earlier in the show, can we just start over again? Can we have a do-over? Can we have a redo? This has been a big mistake, and I want to repair it. If we don't repair it, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And I love what you're doing, Heather. You're coming to us and saying, what do I do? How do I fix or repair this? And Kay and I use the word repair because all relationships need repair almost daily because we get sideways in various and sundry ways. But I think you're on the right path. I would just simply sit down with each one of them individually and then plan a group meeting.
And the other thing I think, Mylon, is to say to them, in my frustration, I complained to you, and I gave you a very one-dimensional view
of
him.
Good point.
And I didn't sit down with you and say, here are all the great things about him, because that wasn't what I was really focused on. That wasn't what was hurting me. But this is a wonderful man, and I want to rectify your image of him and what you believe about him. And I'm asking you to accept him and love him. And I'm asking him to forgive me for this one-dimensional view. And we're going to spend a lot of time together over the next few years here. And so I'd like it to be better than worse. And sitting where we are, it's not going to be better. Mm-hmm. Some things like that would be helpful. Okay?
Okay.
But look, okay. I want to tell you this. Your ability to say, I brought contempt, your ability to see what you did, that's a great beginning. You know, Dave Stoop and I, we've always said, if first you got to see it, and then you got to say it out loud, and then you got to own it. Some people never see it. Some people can't share it, and they sure can't own it, and you're already there. That's a big, big step. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, and I want to send you also How We Love, because I think you're going to see in that how the two of you got together and why it is so difficult for you to be together. Then maybe he could see, wow, that probably wasn't a great thing that I did, kind of being entitled rather than grateful and expecting her to do all of the work around the house. I'll tell you, that just, you had a valid complaint, but he didn't respond, and it's too bad your family got caught up in that. All right, 1-800-229-3000, that's the phone number, and we'd love to talk with you. I want to mention Every Man's Battle is July the 6th, that's in Atlanta, August the 3rd. In Orange County. And I hope and pray that if you are struggling in any area of your life with sexual integrity, sexual purity, you will go. 75% of the phone calls come from the woman first. So if your husband is dealing in that area, tell him to go. Tell him to go and get it taken care of. And I love it that it's July 6th. So you celebrate Independence Day for our nation, and then you go find some independence from a sexual problem on the 6th of July. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is that number. Let's go to James Raleigh, North Carolina, listening on Sirius XM also. Hey, James.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm a pastor, and I wanted to get the panel's view on marrying couples that stay together and not willing to separate to honor God before the marriage.
Okay. So you're counseling them and you've said, hey, look, why don't you do the right thing? Why don't you move out before you get married? And they're saying, can't do that.
Correct.
Is that right?
Okay. Now, you know, first of all, I find out why. And, you know, if it's a circumstance to where they have no possible way of moving out, that's one side. But in most scenarios, higher than 50% now, you know, as people living together and then want to get married, and you counsel and, bring God's word to them. And, we've been doing this. And if you don't want to marry us, we'll just get somebody else. Which is,
right.
Fine by me. But I wanted to get, y'all's view on that.
Well, I can tell you my thought, and Mylon has been a pastor for a lot of years, and but I would be helping them be creative. Okay, so Bob, could you go sleep on the floor in somebody else's house? So, you know, when it's time to go to bed, you don't go to bed in your house. You go sleep on the floor of somebody else's house, and then you look back on this for the rest of your life and say, we did it. I mean, you don't need to have two separate apartments and take on the rent if you
That's
can't
right.
afford it. There are other things that can be done. So have you thought about
right.
those things? And when they're not willing to do that, I think you have to say, in my mind, I don't think I can do this because I really need you to stand up for what's right before marriage. Mylon, you may have a different thought on that. I'm interested in that.
Well, just to set the record straight, I was a pastor 30 years ago for 10 years. I still influence and have a lot of influence upon marriages and do premarital counseling, et cetera, et cetera. And I think, and I know Kristen will want to weigh in on this too, that one of God's requirements regarding sex is that we see sex as a holy event. that God created marriage and sexuality to be holy, which is to be exclusive and under the banner of marriage only. And that's a very narrow definition of God's allowances for sexuality only within a marriage. And a lot of people recoil at that. And, of course, our world doesn't get it, and they don't necessarily accept it. But then, James, you're in this tension because you're trying to win them over to be closer to the Lord and bring some influence to them and win them to Christ and get them into the church, perhaps, and get them growing as Christians, kind of like Kristen is doing in her church in Indianapolis. So, you know, it's a lot of tension. But what I did is I created a positional statement for myself and the church, and I said, here are my requirements if I'm going to perform a ceremony, and on that is there needs to be sexual abstinence, and there needs to be a variety of different things. And the couple then knows, and they're aware, even if they don't understand it. I go, I'm happy to explain it to you, but it's okay for you to have standards for yourself and decide what I will and won't do.
Right. Now, when we come back, we'll hear from Christian a little bit on this, but so hold on. Glad you called. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back.
I did just have.
All right. So this is always tough as to whether or not, you know, you continue to go forward with two believers who aren't convicted about the need to move out, or they think it's impossible. And I'm assuming, James, you're talking about two believers, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, you know, that's the other dilemma in this day and age, is that people don't believe the Bible. Well, they don't believe, well, they believe the Bible. They don't believe all of the Bible. And
unfortunately, from what I've seen, and it is unfortunate that, you know, pastors are watering down the word and watering down what God has called them to do, instead of standing up on the word. It's not about gaining membership, or, you know, we're trying to grow Christians and for them to understand what the Word of God teaches.
No, we get that.
Or as a pastor,
we agree with
to
you.
Lower the standard.
Well, we just did a whole thing on the other day. Our show, I believe it was on Wednesday, Sherry Keffer was talking about women not having sex with their husbands. So, yeah, they believe the Bible, but then when it comes down, they don't want to have sex with their husband. She's saying, you can't do that. It's biblical. Right. You have to, coming from a woman, you know, if it came from a man, you'd go, oh, well, yeah, no wonder he's saying that. But
right.
She's saying, hey, it shuts everything down. You have to believe all the Bible. So, but here's the thing. You have standards, and we're saying it's okay to have standards whether or not you marry somebody. You can do that. Kristen, when they come to you, they're in trouble. Right. Whatever they're doing, you take people for wherever they are. That's a different situation, right?
It is. Often the couples that come to us for help are, even if they're not married, we have people who don't know the Lord at all,
yeah,
who come to our
right.
groups, and their whole house is burning down, so
yeah.
to speak. I mean, there's a pornography addiction, or there's acting out outside of that primary relationship.
Right.
And so that's the first and foremost thing that we focus on, because that's the foremost issue. So I would also say that if these couples coming to you for premarital counseling, if you can peel back the layers more and see if perhaps there is a pornography addiction or there's some other mm-hmm. elements or layers that are driving their lack of conviction about sexual purity.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, and that is you try to, rather than just say, I can't marry you, you say, hey, look, here's some reasons that somebody might not be beyond financial or whatever, mm-hmm. and let's explore those reasons. All right, well, I'm going to send James a copy of Every Man's Bible. I think you're going to like that, James, as a pastor. It's a great Bible for personal study, and we'll get that to you. All right, let's go to Anna from Birmingham, Alabama. Let's see. Well, I can't bring Anna up just yet, maybe, but anyway, she is there, and we'll wait for her to come. And here she comes. Anna, how you doing? What's going on? Anna, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. How do I forgive? I'm struggling with some forgiveness. I'm the youngest of six girls, and I've been estranged from my family for like 6 years. And last year was the first year that they've reached out to me and my daughter to include us in family functions.
Why were you estranged? What was the issue that estranged you from all those wonderful people?
Well, the issue is one of my sisters, my third sister came down with this deadly disease, and she was very angry. She was very angry, I guess, with God, with the world, or whoever. But anyway,
try not to move around there, because we're having a hard time hearing you. She was angry, and just try to condense that down there.
Yes, she was angry, and she put a lot of that displaced anger on me. And mm-hmm. because I would not beg her to tell me what was wrong with her, she got really upset. So then she just started this campaign against me, and every last one of my siblings took her side, I guess because she mm-hmm. was sick, and uh-huh. They became estranged from me. And when I realized it, I'm like, well, I'm not hearing from anybody. But when I realized it, you know, I realized, hey, I'm estranged from them. They don't invite us to anything, me and my daughter to anything. So, yeah. And that was just the way it was for like 6 years. So last year, one of my cousins reached out to me and invited
and starting
me to Thanksgiving.
Starting to include you again. And that's a good thing. Now, what's the question for us? It's about forgiveness.
How do I forgive them? Because I thought I've moved forward with them, but now that another function's coming up, I don't really want to go, because nobody's offered any apologies to me or to my daughter. So should I just, continue like nothing's happened?
Okay. We'll answer that when we come back from this break. You're listening to New Life Live. It's 1-800-229-3000, but to get some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's been that way for 30 years. 1-800-NEW-LIFE will help you. Got people, they wake up in the morning, they go, I'm going to go to work and help people, and they want to help you. But you have to call us. We don't know your number. We don't know what you're going through. You'll have to let us in on the secret. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. Hope you're going to have a great, wonderful weekend this weekend, and that you'll go to church. God wants to speak to you there.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us. So, Mylon, you're talking about her family. They are not safe people, right? These folks aren't safe.
I don't know that, you know, Anna is talking about forgiveness. But she also says they were ganging up on her and she was estranged from them and she was treated unkindly. And I'm saying, well, forgiveness may come into the equation, but they're certainly not safe people. I'm guessing that this family has not been really safe for many, many years many ways. And there's been schisms and estrangements for some period of time. And you have to decide, Anna, whether they're safe enough to enter back into relationship for you and your daughter. And I think that's the first and foremost thing we all have to discern. Even though people are family members, it doesn't mean they're safe and that we should spend time with them. Every year we hear stories of people after and before and during the holidays who are saying, I keep getting hurt year after year after year after year because my family members do the same thing. We say, well, what were you expecting? You know, we're expecting them to be different. They've proven to you they're not safe. So we have to set up a safety structure for ourselves to say, you know, if I'm going to have a relationship, we have to have a talk and ask what happened back there. Why did you all gang up on me? And we have to have a clearing before we get to the issue of forgiveness. Forgiveness always has an in-depth understanding of what the forgiveness is about. It's not just a superficial thing that I then pass it by and have a relationship with them and pretend like it didn't happen, to use your words, Anna. But it's a great question, and I'm sorry it's happened to you, by the way.
Yeah. So I'm just going to encourage you. I'll send you this book by Dave Stoop, Forgiving What You Can't Forget, to work on forgiveness. Don't wait for them to apologize. And that has nothing to do with whether or not you should be with them, whether or not they're safe people. but forgive them. Free yourself from all of that and teach your daughter how to forgive. And one day, she'll use that to forgive you. It's amazing how that works. And I'm glad that you called. Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry,
hey,
help
Steve.
Us understand what we need to know here.
Well, two things.
At the end of the month.
Two things. This is kind of it for June. June is, I can't believe it. You always say it's 4th of July and Christmas, and it's starting to feel that way. But June is about done. We need support. We need two things. If we get six new Club New Life members today, we will have met our goal for June.
Wow.
So that's a real positive. But it takes you being one of those six. And there's probably 600 of you listening right now that can do it and should do it. We had a lady on the phone last week, or earlier this week. She said, I've been intending to do this for 2 years. And so if you've been intending to do this for 2 years, please give us a call. We need individual gifts. If you are able to make a gift, $5, $20, $500, any amount that you can make that would go towards, think of it as an investment in somebody's life, coming to be what God wants it to be. It means a life that was living in confusion and anxiety and fear, depression, grief, all these things we go through, addiction, and then coming out of that and having the sense of freedom from all that. That's what you're investing in when you give to New Life. You can call us at 800-NEW-LIFE, go online to newlife.com. However you can do it, we would appreciate it to help us close this month strongly.
Mm. Thank you, Larry. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and it's so amazing. When you become part of the giving family, every person you hear whose life is transformed, you can say, I'm part of that. Anything else you want to add, Larry?
Just thank you to everybody who has been giving. God bless you. It's helping. It's making a difference. It's just we got some momentum going. We got to keep it going, and we have to leave it up to you. If you've never given the New Life, please do so. Today's your day. Thanks.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to Jennifer, Santa Fe, New Mexico, KSVA. Jennifer, what's going on in your life today?
Well, I have a question, and it has to do with my husband. Apparently, he was addicted to porn, and as a result of that, a year ago, he was arrested for soliciting a minor. The ad said that the host was 18. Then when he called in, the host told him she was 15. But the host actually was an undercover cop. And so he went to the hotel. He said that he didn't go to do anything. He went to talk to the person because the person said on the phone they were 15, and we also have a 15-year-old daughter. So,
Jennifer?
Huh?
Give me a break. Whether it was a minor or not a minor, he was being unfaithful.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and apparently he was doing it for a number of years. He was soliciting hosts.
Okay, so what's the question for us?
You know, he has a good relationship with my daughter, and I want him to leave the house, but he won't leave, and also he tries to manipulate my daughter to affect the relationship that we have.
Well, I wouldn't even trust him to be in the house alone with my daughter, no matter what kind of relationship there is. He's an unfaithful man.
Mm-hmm.
Let me, Mylon, what do you think here? And then I want Kristen to help Jennifer with herself, with what she could do for healing. But what do you think is the action that needs to be taken, Mylon?
Well, first of all, I agree with you, Steve. I would not believe him that I went just to talk to the girl. You know, he was arrested for soliciting a minor, and I would make sure that I created a legal separation to put mm-hmm. him on notice that this is unacceptable. He's been doing it for years, you said, and mm-hmm. I believe, Jennifer, it's up to you to lay the boundary down to say, I will not tolerate that. And a legal separation is what I call a warm boundary. It's warm mm-hmm. because it says, I'm separating until you get help, until you work on this, and until life is different. Mm-hmm. And it's a way of saying, I want a relationship with you in the future that's different. So you put them on mm-hmm. notice. And mm-hmm. That way, you set a legal structure in place to protect yourself. I don't know how much money he spends on these kinds of activities.
Oh, a lot of money.
Okay,
a lot of
all right. So
he's lost his medical license because of it.
Okay, so the point then is you need to have this kind of a legal line in the sand, and what that does for you is it protects you financially. And so I would call a lawyer today and set something up, because you're getting pulled along in a way you don't want to go.
Now, Kristen, help her, because, I mean, she's been very passive here and allowed him to do what he wants to do. And it sounds like to me she needs a group of other women.
What kind of help do you have in place there for yourself, or what kind of books have you read?
I haven't read any books, but I've been taking my daughter to therapy because, you know.
But I'm referring to help for you. Getting help for yourself.
No, I haven't done that.
So I would really strongly encourage you to get into a group, a Women in the Battle group, and mm-hmm. to read some books that would help you with your boundaries, because mm-hmm. this man is walking all over you. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you've been a little too passive here in response to this?
Yes,
or do you...
and sometimes I also feel sorry for him, you know, the way he has destroyed his life.
Yeah, but he has he's torn his house down with his own two hands, and so he needs to be the one that's accountable for building it back up and for restoring his own sexual integrity, if that's mm-hmm. something that he wants. And if he doesn't, there's little hope for a healthy marriage, or there's really no hope for a healthy marriage if he won't deal with his sexual integrity problems.
Yeah. I'm going to send you Dr. Sherry Keffer's book, Intimate Deception. I think that's going to help you. I want to talk to you about some kind of support group for you. You need to be with other women, codependency group, or somebody that is a group about being married to somebody that has a severe problem. Your daughter, I think at this point, more than anything, needs to see a mother taking action so that she gets the message in a very powerful way. We don't put up with this. We don't stand for this. We can't be treated this way as women. I think that'll be a powerful thing. I'm so sorry what you're going through. If you're a man like him, you could call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel
feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Mylan, before we go to the next call, legal separation.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about this a lot. It can be the wake-up call, or it could be, you know, when that doesn't wake anybody up, it could be the sign there's nothing there. Right.
Right. I totally agree with that. It is a way that you can solidify and make a point that really gets people's attention. And I think we need to understand it's not a divorce. It's an attempt to recapture the heart of the marriage. And in the spirit of that, and it's also legally protecting you so that as Kristen said earlier, you know, we lose a lot if we maintain a codependency with somebody that is doing something that's destructive to the family. We're co-conspirators, really, if we don't stand up and do something. So yeah. That's what a warm boundary is all about. It's harsh. It feels harsh, but it's redemptive to restore.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's go to Phil. Phil calling us from Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, Phil.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. How can we help?
Can you hear me? Oh, yes.
Yes. How can we help?
Okay. So I'm 60. My wife's 54. We're both in good health. We're committed to sexual and emotional purity and stability. No porn or infidelity on either of our parts, although I've had a man struggle in the past. Never anything serious, pretty run-of-the-mill, but for 6-8 months, pretty much totally sober and pure. What's happened has a pain associated with hormonal changes in my wife has created a real sea change in our intimacy level. It stopped us cold for a little bit just because of the level of the pain, and it was like 6 months and, you know, really hard on us. And she finally was able to get some medical treatment therapy, reduced it about 10% of what it was before. But what that's given rise to and what it's kind of settled into that I'm struggling with and calling for maybe you guys to give me some insight or thoughts, help me break this logjam here. It's kind of at an impasse. Part of that's still physical because of the discomfort and having to be so careful. And that leads to the real point that I think is the real issue is this whole sea change in our dynamic and sexual romantic relationship, the normal subtle but wonderful process of flirtation and fun and excitement that was kind of what our sex life was built on and sort of thrived around. That's all changed. It seems, you know, I'm always worried about pain, and there's this whole hesitancy and restraint and concern and lubricants and it's a whole new ball game. So it's kind of like it's become like the elephant in the room. We love each other. We're friends. Mm-hmm. But we are trying, you know, we're praying about reclaiming our sexual life. And I continue to pray for God to heal our sex life. And I don't want to let this continue to stagnate because I know it's not good for either of us. I know it's certainly not good for me as a Christian man. So I would I feel kind of stuck. So wanted to kind of throw that out there. If you wanted more elaboration, I'll be happy to.
All right. I think we get it. Mylan, what do you think here?
Well, this is something we actually talk about in the intimacy workshop. Of the ever-changing body, our bodies change over time. And with age, we become menopausal if you're a female. And her reproductive system changes dramatically. For 40 years, she's you know, her body every month is preparing to have a child. And then all of a sudden that slows down and eventually stops. One of the things that happens is that the lining of the vagina thins out, the skin thins out, and it becomes painful. At least it's one of the things. And so sometimes intercourse isn't possible. Intercourse is just one way to have sex. And we have to accept the eventualities and the truths of the decline, the truths of aging. Aging is not fun. Aging is really hard to deal with. And there's losses all along the way. And so what the two of you need to do is to begin to discuss a lot of other ways to have sexual excitement and love and romance other than intercourse. There's lots of ways to have outer course. The other thing that's happened to your wife is she's been traumatized by the pain. And it all of a sudden puts a fear factor or a hesitancy into the activity. And so it's not as sweet and pure and easy as it used to be. So if you guys can't do it, then go to someone who is a marriage counselor who specializes, who can help you talk that through, that we must adapt and accept the reality of this change in our lives. And I'm not going to choose, if she's only been reduced 10%, then that I'm not going to push intercourse anymore, because there's a 90% chance she's still going to be hurt. And then it's not going to be fun for her. And if I'm pushing toward intercourse all the time, I'm flirting with creating a tremendous trauma in her, and one that'll be and lasting a lot longer and harder to overcome. So that's what I would say. And you need to really renegotiate. And a lot of time, the subtleties of the playful thing you guys do, where there's flirting, et cetera, is there's a lot of indirect communication. What really needs to happen sexually is there needs to be direct communication. What would feel good? Does this hurt? What else would feel better? How can we do something different? So that we're talking real time during the entire act of sex, and we're seeing how our partner is doing, and we are modifying our responses and registering with them whether we're doing the right thing or not. So that is a condensation of what Kay and I teach in this intimacy workshop.
Yeah, I think so many people give up totally on intimacy.
Boy, they don't need to.
No. And there is so much more there, but there has to be a willingness, and it's not going to be the same. But it can be wonderful, I think.
No, it can be wonderful, I know.
Sorry about that. I misstated. Hey, Mylon, just tell people about the workshop.
Well, we have this incredible workshop coming up in Washington, D.C. And Steve and Kay and I share the podium in that event. And there's two special things about it. One, I think Steve and I are probably the funniest we ever are in this particular workshop. Yeah. And we have a great time. Kay is hilarious too. But we're also drop-dead serious about the stresses and the struggles that couples go through. Number two, there's the other very special thing is you get your own individual therapist as a couple and two or three other couples with you to navigate and walk through the whole weekend to go back and process what you learned in the main sessions and to give you an opportunity to share your story and to hear from other couples. And like Kristen said earlier, the power of a small group where you share with others that are having the same struggle is just an important ingredient to that healing journey. And Steve, I know you see what I see, but I see couples that, you know, have been in a small group all weekend. They're ready to buy a vacation house together. You know, I mean,
it's true.
Hilarious to see the power of the bonding in 48 hours is just amazing. And then the testimonies we hear, they bring tears to your eyes.
All it takes is willingness. And if you just come with a willing heart, everything could be different. But you really have to be surrendered and willing, and we'll take you to the next level. Happens with most everybody here. I think everybody knows we had a little bit of a microphone problem here. And so, Kristen, we're going to have you back because we'll get that fixed. But thanks for being with us. If you want information on Every Man's Battle, or Women in the Battle, or Wholehearted Groups. You ask for Reba at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.